girls and females in general, we're all capable of doing something great.
Girls Code is something that can help you change the world.
Coding is not really hard if you really think about it. It becomes simple if you actually look at it.
For everyone to follow along to make sure that Zanaya's got it.
So first, you buy your boosters.
A classroom full of preteen girls at Rafael Hernandez School are learning the basics of coding, or what many refer to as computer programming. It's all part of a newly expanded partnership with New Jersey's largest school district, an international nonprofit, Girls Who Code. Founder and CEO Reshma Sujani.
Far too often, our girls are not exposed to role models that are women that are in technology. You know, Ada Lovelace was the world's first programmer. You know, Katherine Johnson, whose story we heard about in Hidden Figures. You know, Ayanna Howard, who was a prominent, you know what I mean, roboticist. So girls don't know that these women even exist. And far too many of them don't think that a career or, you know, an opportunity in technology is open for them because they think they'll be the only one.
Sujani shares her own story and says as a girl, she was convinced she was good at reading and writing and bad at math and science, which are at the core of coding. But she says all that changed.
Anytime something technical happened, even if it was like my phone going black, I had thought that I needed help, you know what I mean, to go fix it. I couldn't figure it out myself. I was afraid almost of problem solving. And so that has changed for me in many ways as I became CEO of Girls Who Code. And if I'm telling every girl to learn how to code, to be technical, to not be afraid to use their hands, I got to do the same.
If you can get all the way from start to finish.
The partnership began as a pilot program last summer, and now they've expanded it to reach some 34 schools across the district, giving more than 3,000 girls the opportunity to learn how to code. Superintendent Roger Leon says it's only the beginning.
The idea is to provide computer science as a course for our students while they're in high school for credit. So to get it at both angles is the ultimate goal. So immerse the middle school students, provide the opportunities for high school, but do both of those areas at the same time.
Leon says technology is what is creating change in the world, making it extremely important for girls to be engaged across the district.
It's all about empowerment, the ability to articulate and articulate thought well, to use the technology as a tool and not to be scared. Science and math is an area that our young ladies do not need to be afraid of. And in fact, they will be able to learn all of the skills necessary to be successful.
Girls Who Code founder Reshma Sujani agrees.
When I saw that girls learned how to code, I saw that they also learned how to be brave. That they learned that something that they had told themselves that was too hard to do, too hard to learn, they had actually done. And they took that power, that fire, that bravery, and they put it into other aspects of their life, whether it was public speaking or saying what they really thought, maybe starting a company at age 16, you know, like unsilencing themselves, right? Like, and that's, I think, the power of code.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm Alexandra Hill in Newark.
Zanaya will have a chance to walk up.